This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel continued to bomb Gaza on Monday. More than a million people have fled their homes in the Gaza Strip ahead of an expected Israeli invasion that seeks to eliminate Hamas leadership after its deadly incursion. Aid groups warn an Israeli group of ground offensive could hasten a humanitarian crisis. Now, the war that began October 7th has become the deadliest of five Gaza wars for both sides, with more than 4,000 dead thus far. Iran's foreign ministry claims Hamas would be willing to release Israeli hostages if Israel stopped bombarding Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Shamas with more.
Iranian foreign ministry spokesman Nasser Kanani told reporters in Tehran that Hamas are ready to release the citizens that are held captive in Gaza. But their point was that such measures require preparations that are impossible under daily bombardment by the Zionists against various parts of Gaza. The militant group hasn't acknowledged making such an offer. Iran's theocracy is a main sponsor of Hamas in its fight against Israel, Tehran's regional archenemy. I'm Karen Shamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to travel to Israel on Wednesday to show support for the U.S. ally as concerns increase the raging Israel-Hamas war could expand into a larger regional conflict. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken early Tuesday announced Biden's travel to Israel as the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip grows more dire and as Israel prepares for a possible ground attack on the territory to root out Hamas militants responsible for what U.S. and Israeli officials say was the most lethal assault against Jews since the Holocaust. This is VOA News. Jerusalem's Old City, one of the most visited sites in the world, is empty. Jan Bojat reports from Jerusalem's Old City, where many shops are closed, churches are empty, and locals are avoiding leaving their homes altogether.
Just a few days ago, these once bustling streets were teeming with people. But since the war between Hamas and Israel began, the Old City of Jerusalem resembles a ghost town. Tourists and pilgrims have fled, fearing the brutal violence of the Gaza Strip and areas around it, and the Lebanon border might reach this far. Most shops are closed, and the few that are open hardly have any customers. Some merchants say they are coming to work just to avoid staying at home and watching the distressing news about the war. Yambwesha, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Thousands of soccer fans were kept inside Belgium's national stadium for about 2.5 hours after a game between Belgium and Sweden was suspended at halftime following the fatal shooting of two Swedes in Brussels just before kickoff. The European Championship qualifier Monday was being played 5 kilometers from the shooting in the Belgian capital. More than 35,000 fans attended that match. With the suspected shooter still at large, Belgian authorities kept fans inside the venue for security reasons before they started the evacuation around midnight local time. There's a new president-elect in Ecuador, Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer.
Flanked by heavily armed guards, Noboa spoke to supporters after his victory was confirmed.
Tomorrow we start work for this new Ecuador. We start working to rebuild a country seriously battered by violence, by corruption, and by hate. From tomorrow, hope will start working. From tomorrow, Daniel Noboa starts work as your new president.
With more than 90% of ballot boxes counted, Noboa had won more than 52% of the vote, while his leftist rival Luisa Gonzalez won around 48%. Noboa's supporters celebrated in the streets as final tallies came in.
That is Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. A 71-year-old man from the U.S. state of Illinois has appeared in court on murder and hate crime charges after the weekend slaying of a 6-year-old boy. Police say that Joseph Zuba attacked the boy and his mother with a knife because of their Muslim faith and emotions over the Israel-Hamas war. He is the boy and his 32-year-old's landlord. The father says that Zuba was angry with her and stabbed her after she proposed they pray for peace. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.